the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbik وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
In this part of the supplication and in these divine phrases, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is asking three positions from his Lord. أسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك. I ask you through your munificence to bring me nearer to your mercy, which was the station of nearness. وَأَن تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ and to bless me with gratitude to you, which is the position of gratitude. وَأَن تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ and to inspire me with your remembrance, the position of remembrance. We have sufficiently discussed the position of nearness, and we are to discuss the gratitude position. These are the positions that Almighty Allah's favorite servants gained, the gratitude positions, only due to their vigorous attempts. It is so high a position that only a few can obtain it. And this is what the Holy Quran says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ but few of my servants are grateful. The valuable narrator, the late Mullah Muhammad al-Baqir Majlisi, says about this gratitude position, الشُكْرُ الْإِعْتِرَافُ بِالنِّعْمَةِ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا gratitude is acknowledging the blessings وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْمُنْعِمِ وَصَرْفُهَا فِيمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ and the provider of the blessings and spending our blessings in ways we are ordered. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has stated شُكْرُ النِّعْمَةِ اِجْتِنَابُ الْمَحَارِمِ being grateful of Almighty Allah's blessings is avoiding all that is unlawful. So this is one aspect of being grateful. At the end of his sermon on Ashura night, Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked the Almighty, فَجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ O Lord, set us as your grateful servants, which means that this is a very high position and station. Regarding this word gratitude, Raghib Isfahani says, gratitude has three levels, hearty, verbal and practical. Hearty gratitude is just knowing the blessings as well as the provider of the blessings. Verbal gratitude is confessing to the blessings, and the practical gratitude is consuming the blessings in the ways which Almighty Allah, the creator of all of us, has ordered.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you, and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has narrated this tradition. Inna Allah azza wa jal awha ila Musa, ya Musa, ushkurni haqqa shukri. The Almighty revealed to Moses, O Moses, be grateful to me as I deserve it. فَقَالَ يَا رَبِّ وَكَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ حَقَّ شُكْرِكَ وَلَيْسَ مِنْ شُكْرٍ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. Very interesting, Moses says. He says, O God, O Lord, how should I be grateful to you as you deserve it, while I thank you for your blessings by my tongue that is another blessing of you? The Almighty Allah says, يَا مُوسَى الآن شكرتني حيث علمت أن ذلك مني. O Moses, you are grateful now, as you understood that even your tongue is my blessing. This is what the true servants of the Almighty Allah consider. This is the true recognition of those servants. That's why we read in Arafah's application of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُ أَنَا وَالْعَادُّونَ مِنْ أَنَامِكَ أَنْ نُحْسِيَ مَدَى إِنْعَامِكَ سَالِفِهِ وَآنِفِهِ مَا حَصَرْنَاهُ عَدَدًا وَلَا أَحْسَيْنَاهُ أَمَدًا. If I crave for more, taken up with greed to have an idea about the bounties of you, given and to be given with the help of the expert accountants, we shall neither be able to fence in the sum total, nor reckon, nor agree with each other, also from where and how all that was made available to us. This is one aspect and one definition of the gratitude position. We'll talk about this position more in the next programs, God willing. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to to you through